The reprimand. I guess some people are going to call what I'm just about to come out with a bit of a tall story, but I can't help that. You might even call me a complete head case, but I can't help that either. I can't help what other people think. I can't even help what I think, never mind other people. On the other hand, even though I can't help what other people might think, that doesn't mean that I don't care. I wish I didn't care, but I do. And when people laugh at me, as they probably will when I come out with my story, then it hurts. It makes me feel small inside and stupid. It gets to me. I can't pretend that it doesn't, because it does. But anyway, to get on with my story, it goes back to the afternoon of the 3rd of October, which was a Friday, as I recall. I was taking a walk by the pond in Moat Park in Maidstone, where I was living at the time. As usual, I brought a few slices of white bread to crumble up and feed to the ducks. As usual, the ducks swam up to get some of the bread, and as usual, they started pecking at it and getting involved in little squabbles and all that sort of stuff. A few fish appeared and started getting in on the act as well. But then I noticed that there was one duck holding back. And what's more, rather than focusing its attention on the bread, like the other ducks, it was looking up. It was looking at me. It was actually looking me in the eye in a rather stern fashion. This gave me a very funny feeling, I have to tell you. But if that gave me a funny feeling, that was nothing to what happened next. What happened next really knocked me for six. Holding me in its stern gaze, the duck addressed me. By which I mean it spoke to me out loud. "Nick," said the duck, "I'm very disappointed in you. Your life is going nowhere, and the sad fact of the matter is that you don't seem to give a damn. Not once have you made the slightest effort to do something with your life. Not once have you actually tried to make something of yourself. You seem totally content to be a lazy, useless gobshite. You're over 50 years of age and you're as useless and immature as ever. What have you got to say for yourself?" I immediately began to protest in a whiny sort of a voice about what the duck had just said, automatically coming out with a disjointed stream of denials and evasions and justifications and excuses and all that sort of thing. But the duck's steely grey eyes bored straight through me as I blathered on and on. And I realised that it was useless. I wasn't even fooling myself. Even I didn't believe the ridiculously pathetic excuses I was coming out with. I stopped blabbering and I stood there, trying for once in my life to be a man about it, trying to take it on the chin. "You're right," I said to the duck. "I need to pull my finger out. I need to turn my life around before it's too late. I need to cop on and stop spending all my time preoccupying myself with nonsense. I need to stop spending afternoons watching the Jeremy Kyle show and old Star Trek reruns. I need to stop wasting my time on the internet and lying in bed rereading and re-rereading all my old Philip K. Dick novels for the zillionth time. As you say, I need to do something with my life." As I said this, I realised, to my surprise, that I actually meant it. I could feel the tears welling up in my eyes. I could hear the sincerity in my words. For once, it seemed as if I wasn't bullshitting. The duck looked at me gravely, and then, after a long, meaningful pause, it spoke again. "See that you do, Nick," it said, in sombre tones. "See that you do."